And I think it's just about time to burn that snowman. You have to get Tara out of the way. We've got a baby near the snowman. So if we could have a little music to set the scene, Dan, a little burning music. I'll introduce a man named Tony Carter, who is the assistant chief of the St. Paul Fire Department. Thanks for coming to the snowman burning. I know it's crazy, but it seems to work.
Yes, the St. Paul Department of Fire and Safety Services would like to welcome everyone here to the annual snowman burning and at the St. Paul Fire Department Training Center. The fire department is always concerned about the safety of everyone, especially children. And we've developed a program, a curriculum called Footsteps, Follow the Footsteps of Fire Safety. And since 1985, no fire deaths have resulted by young children playing with fire. I think that is amazing. That curriculum and video is available to schools to teach. We just want to remind people to use child-resistant lighters and remember that they are resistant and not child-proof. Teach children to tell adults if they find matches or lighters, and always supervise children at all times. Have a working smoke detector in your home and practice a fire escape plan. We have some upcoming events at the fire department. We have Safe Kids Fun Night at Conway Rec, St. Anthony Park Elementary, and Merritt Community Center. We have safety camps at Rice Rec, St. Clair Rec, Miles Park All Nation School. And for more information about these upcoming programs, I'd like for you to get in touch with our public education officer, Paula Peterson, at 228-6203.
Okay, just about time to burn the snowman. Dan Olson is going to do our play-by-play. But Tony Carter, if you would do the honors and tell them to burn this snowman. We have some firemen who are standing by. Now there's a guy just getting ready to light a big torch, and he's going to step right up. You can come on up, and your assistant chief will give the word.
Okay, at this time I'd like Mark Slyku from engine company number 18 to ignite the snowman.
There are the first signs of smoke. Now those tongues of orange flame leaping up from behind the Snowfinger. It started from the back. The tongues now are working forward and smoke billowing into the blue sky of the first day of spring. What's that I hear? I hear the sound of the Furies of Winter lamenting their loss of power. The Furies of Winter. Of winter going off into the background. What's that I hear? The zephyrs of spring. The zephyrs of spring have arrived. And look up in the sky, a circle of swallows. And over there, a column of cardinals. What's that? A mound of golden gophers. Truly, spring has arrived in Minnesota.
The fireman is spraying foam now on the rather sad snowman. It does feel warmer though, doesn't it? It feels warmer up here, for certain. You can't see at home, but we're getting hit by ashes and smoke, and it's actually kind of a nice feeling. It's my pleasure now, as we finish burning the snowman, to introduce a man who has brought a certain taste to the snowman burnings, Vishit Ramchandani, who is now Poet Laureate of the snowman burning. Vishit, thanks.
Thanks, John.
What do you have for us this time?
A piece about waiting for spring. This is for my wife, Beth, and all the other compulsive gardeners out there. It's called The Waiting. By personality type and natural preference, she's not given to waiting for anything or anyone except me. But then that's the subject of another poem. No, this one's about how she waits for today, come every fall, when the nights get longer and the leaves carpet over the last of the impatience, and the soft light of evening flickers with a last glimpse of fading reds and yellows. It's time to come in again and for the waiting to begin. I shout from the kitchen, time for dinner! but she pretends not to hear me, ensconced deep within her tangle of weeds and seeds and stems. All I can hear in the twilight is the steady clipping of her nippers, clipping like there's no tomorrow, clipping to ignore the frost warnings, clipping to stay one step ahead of the waiting. On chilly days, she waits by the window in a trance, beaming a perfect cat gaze over snowdrifts draping the garden, imagining new contours, adjusting for balance of color and texture as she lingers, like the Buddha in repose, her faraway eyes mesmerized by infinite possibilities of Lilium longiflora glowing beneath the snow. Her waiting is dreaming up new projects on sub-zero mornings, head like a hothouse, steaming up the cold glass with plans for a waterfall in the hosta glade, or counting herself to sleep by cataloging both genus and cultivar of every plant in her inventory, and then cross-referencing with favorite seed catalogs. Not the glossy ones with yuppie garden benches and terracotta pottery, but the ones that specify seasonal adjustments in planting conditions due to zonal variations. After the long haul, finally another march in the tundra, still feeling like life is on permanent hold, an overcast sky hangs heavy and navy gray like a stiff uniform. Another windchilled wonder to endure with the likes of patience, persistence, and a potent kind of caring. The stuff of all Minnesotans, no doubt, and of all great gardeners. And when it finally comes, this brief, elusive day, with its silken crocus buds nestled in the morning dew, and the woody smell of the first rain, she turns to me and says, "I can't wait anymore." And she's gone, in a flurry of garden gloves and trowels, feeling her grasp tug at the earth gently but firmly, turning over lives and seasons with the twist of a tender hand. Take care.
Poet Laureate Vishit Ramchandani. And that's it for another snowman burning. I'd like to invite everybody who's still here to stay tuned, or to everybody who's here at the Fire Training Center to stay for part two, which we won't hear on the air, but which will include a few more poems that I over-optimistically scheduled. So if you look at your song sheets, you have Frosty the Snowman in front of you. Are you ready to give it a roll? Dan Newton, hit it. That's the snowman burning for another year, thanks to Dan Newton's Cafe Accordion Orchestra, playwright Kevin Kling, Lunalux for printing the snowman burning posters, Lunalux, technical director Alan Strickland, NPR's marketing and communications department, Janet Ray, Doug Fisher, and John Pearson on the NPR website, Flowers by Shannon Novak, Herbert Corey for inspiration, John Forty, who helped build the snowman, and the St. Paul Fire Department for understanding that you need a good fire every now and then. Thanks, too, to the hundreds of people who sent us poems, to Steve Griffiths and the rest of the Minnesota Public Radio crew. The executive producer of The Snowman Burning is Mel Sommer. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm John Rabie.